Blog Talk Radio.
Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? We gon' do it like this. Hey, time you ready? Check it. I got 7 Mac 11s, about 8, 38, 9, 9, 10 Mac 10s. The shit never ends. You can't touch my riches. Even if you had MC Hammer and them 357 bitches. Biggie Small, the millionaire, the mansion, the yacht. The 2 weak spots, the 2 hot blocks. That's how I got the weed spot. I shot Dredd in the head, took the bread and the lamb spread. Little Daddy got the shotty to your body, so don't resist, or you might miss Christmas. I tote guns, I make number runs, I give MCs the runs dripping. When I throw my clip in the AK, I slay from far away. Everybody hit the DECK. My slow flow's remarkable. Peace to Mateo. Now we smoke weed like Tony Montana, sip the yayo. That's crazy blunt. Bad hell, my boy Dekel from the avenue to jail cell. Oh my god, I'm chopping shit like a pigeon. I hope you're listening, smacking babies at their christening.
Hey, what's going on, family? What's going on, peeps? It's your boy, Brooklyn Black. We are back. This is Season 2 pregame radio. I am so happy to be back. You know, it's been a long hiatus. I missed y'all. I hope y'all missed me. 347-857-4302 is the number. If you've been following me on Twitter and on Facebook, y'all know the past hour. I've been flooding the timelines like crazy. But this is what we're doing. We're going to take, a quick commercial break. This week I figured I wanted it to be, you know, more of us and more of the audience calling and talking and stuff. So I didn't have a musical guest for the week. So pretty much I'll be pretty much playing a couple of joints as, you know, some people get ready to call in. They're going to go on the air, rest of the administrators to come in the room. And we'll be right back. We'll play this joint, M.O.P. Antiep Remix. We'll be right back with some events, the match of the week, news stories, everything like that. You know, we got a lot of ground to cover. Pre-game radio, Season 2, and we'll be back in a couple of minutes, all right?
Attention, please, attention, please. This shit here feels like the whole entire world collapsed. Motherfucker.
Hollow, you miss representing the game, motherfucker, you're lame and you chain hollow.
attempts and a handful of
fire.
Eat some dirt, nigga.
Yeah.
It's broke, y'all put it work until it hurt, nigga.
Yeah.
Easy out the truck, punk. Before I leave your ass leaking, I'm a bang to the springs and this thing starts squeaking. Sky cat, suck ya. Boom,
black, black, black.
Motherfucker, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, what's going on? We back. Free Game Radio. That was MOP's Annie Up. I played that because normally before me and the group home fellas or whatever, we got up for a party. Once that song, hey, we play it out while we getting ready to get amped and all that. But anyway, that was one of those. Tonight, Maya Love, she's having a birthday celebration over at the Leather Lounge on 128th Street, Amsterdam Ave. Ladies are free before 12 on the guest list. So get on that guest list. You got to hit ShowtimeENT.com. Hit them up. They get you on the guest list. They're still taking names at this very point. So go over there. Get there early. I know we got pregame administrator Jay over there, over there, a couple other people. Hopefully he'll get in on the check-in, let us know how it is over there and everything like that. Also, in Brooklyn, comedy night at Temptations Club at 2210 Church Avenue in Brooklyn. For more information, call 718-856-5946. Show starts at 9 p.m. There's no cover, free food and free drinks, and there's an after party afterwards. So go for a couple laughs after work, you know, have a little party, do what you do. But real quick, we're going to get to a couple of news stories. We got Ev in the building.
What's up, Ev?
What's up? What's going
welcome,
on?
Welcome back, pre-gamers.
Yeah, you know, it's been a while since we've been here. We got people on the line and anything like that. We want to get on here. And right before we hit up the master of the week, we're going to take a call out of the 845-300, what's good? You live in the pregame. Who this?
Yo, this is King J, a.k.a. J-Rock, a.k.a. Smack Your Favorite Rapper at 845, repping Building 3, Yaktown, Val, Haverstraw, stand up. The movement is moving. What's up, Brooklyn Jack? What it is, man?
What's going on, Jay? Yo, so what's popping, man? What you up to, man? I know you've been flooding Facebook. You've been even on the Twitter lives, which are your songs enjoying. So what's new for you, man?
Yo, man, we got a couple things coming up. I got my mixtape coming up, King's Court. Working on an album for the people. Also, we got a party coming up this Thursday coming up at Liquid Ice in Nanuet, New York. It's going to be Thirsty Thursday, man. You know I'm giving it up. You know how I do, Brooklyn. I'm giving it up, G. Them two-for-one drinks, $2 shots, dollar draft. I'm giving away a bottle of rosé to the flyest dressed female. Ladies A-game absolutely does the same. It's going down, G. Diamond Cut Entertainment, we giving it up, man. Shout out to Key Veterans.
That's what's up, yo. Throw up all that info on my Facebook. I definitely help get the word out. You know what I'm saying? You know, I hung out with y'all Building 3 dudes for a little bit. Yo, why you on here, man? You've been studying, you know, I've been trying to get you up on here for a minute to blast your music and all that.
Right.
So what's the way you going to be ready? I'm putting you on the spot right now.
Right now? Gondo,
I'm saying, like,
where
I need to be? I'm going to ask you right now, where you going to be ready, you know, to come on the show with your music and get it popping?
Well, you let me know whenever you're ready, fam. I was ready to spit right there off the top for you, fam. No beat, no nothing. I tear off. All right,
so you'll give that to the people, man.
Give that to the people right now?
Give it to the people right now.
I check. King J, I said, and when I came to Clovis Blue, niggas are scared of me because they fear the truth. Rumors flying, got their ears to the roof, so sideways. It appears from my view, so my next move's a chess move. Better be your best move or best move. In the presence of greats, do what the best do. Can't measure up at the start of the ruler. Half black, half white. Dream of Martin Luther. Don't jump start the ruler. I pick apart your future. Sitting in the coop, only room for one rooster. So I choose to let it come to. Yo, black man.
That was hot.
You know, something right, man. I don't write these things, yo, Brooklyn, man. You know how I do with this. But, man, you let me know whenever you want me to come down there, man. I'd love to do a show. You know how we do. set up shop, let's get this money, baby. Get the movement moving.
All right, so therefore, beware, even, you know, let your people know. Next week's pregame, we have an MJ theme, special musical guest, King J. He represents Building 3 coming out of NIAC. So next week, be on the lookout. King J will be in the pregame. You dig?
There's a King's in the building, no Elvis. Yo, shout out to my nigga LD. You know, he got that new video out with Jim Jones. That shit's tearing it up. You know that. That's what's up. Yo, shout out to Lucky Me, man. I see you with your – you see your store, right, Brooklyn? This nigga's
covering.
He got a store. He's tearing it up. The movement is moving.
Everybody got the movement for yo, for King J, yo. Good looking out on the check-in, my dude. If you want, yo, stay around. We about to get some real heavy shit right now and start talking about anything that matters in the world. You dig?
Absolutely. You let me know. Fill me in, G. I'm going to be right here.
Right, well,
you
like
got
I
my number. What?
Yeah, I see you stay. Just stay on the line, and you know what I'm saying? We get shit good. Just stay on the line for a couple of seconds, you know what I mean? And if you want to watch, just hit that one button to get you, dig?
All right, absolutely.
All right. So, everything that's going on, because, you know, we've been out of commission for a little while, and, you know, I've come across a couple of stories that, how should we say, tickle my fancy, but this is your section right now. This is the rest of the week, Tom. What you got?
Well, actually, this is me and RJ still session. I don't know where RJ at, but it's all right. I'm going to hold it down for that, bro. Right now, my dumbass of the week. Actually, since we've been on hiatus for several weeks, we've had we've established a whole thick file of dumbasses for the week. But we're in the here and the now. In time of events, so we want to talk about this week's current dumbass. My dumbass of the week, former one-time Hall of Famer, seven-time Cy Young Award winner, and former Yankee pitcher, Roger Clemens. Roger, why would you go to Congress? And in all reality, I have no idea why Congress is meddling in the affairs of Major League Baseball, but, hey, I guess they're bored. But, Roger, you're about to be convicted for lying about something that, in all reality, you could have kept to yourself. Nobody asked you to come down and give information that you thought might be pertinent to the ongoing investigation by Congress into illegal drug use in MLB. But now, apparently, it's been discovered that, of course, he lied, that he faces up to 30 years in prison and a $1.5 million fine if he's convicted. But in all reality, because he has money and he is who he is, the most time he's going to get is maybe 15 months. I don't know, Black. I can't see why someone would create a issue like this for themselves when he didn't have to say anything at all. The chips are stacked against him. His former trainer.
He wasn't even subpoenaed to go to court?
Nah, he just volunteered, I guess, out of the kindness of his heart to go in and speak on behalf of the investigation into the use of steroids and HGH, which is a performance-enhancing drug that a lot of these athletes and some of you entertainers are out there using, you know, just to give their physical...
All right, now here's my question. Now, this is the same inquiry, the same investigation that brought down other players like Jason Giambi, Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa,
yes.
Barry Bonds.
Yes.
Now, as far as I know, most of them dudes came up positive for using all that shit. Even, I think, Alex Rodriguez, too, at one point. I'm not sure, so true sports fans, don't quote me on that. But I know it's a whole lot of people. And Roger Clemens, he gets convicted instead of the usual 30-year sentence for lying to Congress. Like, this is Congress. This is federal. This is perjury times 50.
Mm-hmm. The government.
You know, you're not lying to a regular judge and 12 people who are supposedly your peers. Mm-hmm. You're lying to people. You're lying to 100 plus elected officials.
Right.
And saying you ain't do drugs, but the shit comes back, you would do that. And you voluntarily just put yourself in harm's way.
And look, not only did he, not only is he still insisting that he never did drugs, how are you going to dispute, like I said, his ex-personal trainer, Brian McNamee, who saved bloody syringes, gauze pads, and drug vials that he used on Roger Clemens? Now, all you have to do is do a simple DNA. I mean, so how far are you really going to take this, and how do you really think you're going to get away with it? Like, it's like everything's against you. And why? Because you just felt like you could go up there, go visit the Capitol, and lie to these elected officials in their face, which I guess is the same as lying to the president, and go home to Texas like everything's all cool. And as we see, but the one thing that's really, really aggravating is that he did all of this, and the most he's going to get, if he's convicted, is 15 months in jail. Meanwhile, I know people who...
Not even 21 months.
Not even, you know...
21 months is the max you can get.
And I guarantee you it won't even be 15, because he'll be a model prisoner and he'll get off with good time. Okay? So,
yeah,
but I know too many people in the hood that just trying to feed families is doing football numbers off of a little small piece of crack or some shit like that. And this dude lied to Congress, used illegal drugs, and that's all he's going to get. That's the American justice system is fascinating to me. It really is.
I say, but that, like, drug dealers need to be able to fucking hit a ball. If that's the case.
Well, you know what I think. Being that he was a 7-time Cy Young Award winner, I think if convicted, every last one of those awards should be taken back from him. And I also think that, by now they should remove him out of the Hall of Fame. He shouldn't even – there should be no record of him anywhere. I think they should just totally, like, blacklist him.
So you saying they should do him like they did Marion Jones?
Ah, that's good. That's a
word
good comparison.
For those who remember Marion Jones, she admitted to taking the human growth hormones. So even though she won gold medal, she broke records, all that.
Mm-hmm.
She confessed that her name was stricken from the record books. Like, she never did it. All right.
Exactly.
347-857-4302. This is what we're talking about right now. Roger Clemens lying to Congress, and he's pretty much going to get away with it. We're going to see. We got a lucky meet Mr. New City in the building. Luck, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, what's going on, man?
Taking it light. How's everybody? How you doing, the panel?
What's popping?
All right, everybody good. Also, too, we got King J, a.k.a. J-Rock, King Jockey, Joe Furr, all that. He's in the building. He's rocking on the panel. Jay, what's good?
What's good with it, man? What's good? Yo, Rock, what's good, man?
What's good? That boy, J-Rock. What's good, baby?
You know what it is, G. I'm in the studio right now, all day, every day.
That's what's up. Get that music out there. That's what's up.
Absolutely. All right, it's moving.
All right, so, fellas, y'all already know what we're talking about. You know, y'all been in the room for me. Y'all know what we're talking about. Where's your opinion on it?
I mean, at the end of the day, this stuff happens, and it's going to continue to happen. They're going to find ways to do what they do and cheat and stuff like that. And the question is it really cheating? That's the real question.
What do you mean? Is it really cheating?
I mean, let's just say, all right, somebody used steroids or something like that. No matter how much you juice up, you still have to be a talented athlete to hit home runs and to be a star at what you're doing. Am I right?
to an extent.
Yo, Brooklyn, I can answer that for him right there?
All right, go ahead.
Well, because I feel you, God. I mean, you still got to be a talented athlete, but that's also like rigging the game, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I understand it's only cheating if you get caught, but, I mean, if Kobe's making these jump shots because he's taking endurance-enhancing drugs, and then how's LeBron supposed to feel? How's Chris Bosh supposed to feel? How's those guys supposed to feel? Like when Bonds is hitting all these home runs out the park, how's Ken Griffey supposed to feel? You know what I'm saying? It's also about sportsmanship. So, you know, it's also about sportsmanship. Now, lying in front of, you know, on the Congress, that's another thing. You know, as a athlete, you have an image in front of the country, in front of the world, in many cases, in front of the world. Roger Clemens, he's one of the best pitchers.
Mark McGuire did the same thing, didn't he? Mark McGuire, he lied.
Absolutely. I'm not calling a teapot or a kettle black. Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Mark McGuire lied, and he lost everything, you dig? Like, he got put at the bottom of the list as far as fucking greats and all that. You know what I'm saying? Now, Roger Clemens, he could go through less than 2 years, no matter how you slice it. Yeah, less than 2 years, club fed, you know, be a model prison, be out 13 months, like Ed said. You know what I'm saying? And all his names are still in the record books.
Well, you know, like I said, like it depends on Brooklyn, it depends on the sport because baseball, you know, look how they made it such a big deal. Look at Rashad Lewis when he's in basketball, right? He took the performance enhancing drugs. He got a 10-game suspension into the NBA, you know, where caring happens. You know, baseball's a little bit different, you know. That's like America's pastime. You can't slip up playing that shit.
More or less. All right, that's what it is, but how I feel straight up and down, that's bullshit. We got to take another quick little, you know, musical interlude. Something else I want to get out there. Like I said, I don't have musical guests this week, but next week or in the coming weeks when I have King J up here with the Better 3 Posse and all that, we're going to try to work all that stuff out. But we're going to get to some stuff. We'll be right back in a couple of minutes, pregame radio.
Wow.
So I typed a text to a girl I used to see, saying that I chose this cutie pie with whom I want to be. And I apologize if this message gets you down. Then I CC'd every girl that I CC round town. And hate to see y'all frown, but I'd rather see her smiling. Witness all around me, true. But I'm no island, peninsula maybe. Makes no sense, I know crazy. Give up all this pussycat that's in my lap, no looking back. Spaceship don't come equipped with rearview mirrors. They dip as quick as they can. The atmosphere is now ripped. I'm so like a pimp. I'm glad it's night. So the light from the sun would not burn me on my bum when I shoot the moon. High jump the broom like a preemie out the womb. My partner yelling too soon. Don't do it. Reconsider. Read some litter. Sure on the subject. You sure? You know we got your back like chiropractic. If that do you dirty, we'll watch her. Solace and detergent. Now hurry, hurry, phone to the altar. I know you ain't a pimp, but pimp, remember what I taught you. Keep your heart, three stacks. Keep your heart, hey, keep your heart, three stacks. Keep your heart, man, these girls are smart, three stacks. These girls are smart. Play your part, play your part.
My sister Tuesday, lover, never without a rubber. Never in the seats like it on top of the cover. Money on the dresser, drive a compressor, top notch. Get the most, not the lesser. Fresh like the for $40 in the club. Up the game, she gets no love. She be cross country giving all that she got. $1,000 a pop, I'm pulling billions off the lot. I smashed up the gray one, bought me a red. Every time we hit the parking lot, we turn heads. Some wanna choose, but them is too scary. You chose me, you ain't a pimp, you a fairy.
My girl, I don't mean my woman, that ain't my style. Need a real street stalker, walk a green. and need $1 billion. Put my pimpin' in your life, watch your daddy get rich. Easy as ABC, simple as 1, 2, 3. Get down with UGK, this CBU with B. Cause what's up with no pimp, and what's a pimp with no. Don't be a lame, you know the game and how it goes. We try to get told.
With precision, I pick or make my selection on who I choose to be with. Girl, don't touch my protection. I know you won't let to slip, but slipping is something I don't do. Tipping for life. That's like making it rain every month on schedule. Let me tell you, get your parasol umbrella, cause it's gonna get wetter. Better prepare you for the sea support. She's supposed to spend it on that baby, but we see she
does. Ass Paul McCartney, the lawyers couldn't stop this. Slaughter of them pockets had to tie to a rocket.
Send her into outer space, I know he wish he could, cause he paying 20K a day, that's eating good. Like an open on a double D, just getting crumped, cause you miscalculated it the next to the last pump.
Dump in the gut, raw from the giddy. Yep, better choose the right one or pick the kitties up. So.
Yeah, we are back. Free Game Radio. We just finished up, wrapped up our whole Roger Clemens, Lot to Congress thing. A couple of things I want to get out, which is, one is our main topic of the night. You guys feel President Obama is doing a good job so far? He's pretty much 2 years in. You know, he's ratified our whole health care, everything like that. And I want to know, you guys feel he's doing a good job? Of course, our resident political analyst, well, one of them, Ev is in the building. Ev, what do you think?
I'm thinking he's managing the situation to the best of his ability.
All right.
Okay. They more or less put him in a burning building with a glass of water to put the fire out. So I think against all odds and against all naysayers and everybody that thought that we would have plunged back to prehistoric times under the tutelage of an African-American president, I think he's doing what he's doing. He's doing all right by me, as far as I'm concerned.
All right, that's what's up. King J-Rock, representing Building 3, our guest panel member for the night. What you think about President Obama's plans? He doing a good job. What do you feel on it?
I think President Barack Obama is doing a better job than any president I've ever seen, and for one reason, I'm not going to say the only reason, but for one reason in particular, is that in the face of adversity, no president has been faced with so much. Maybe you can go and say FDR, because the Great Depression was a bad, you know, that was bad. But, you know, as far as, like, struggles, between criticism from opposite, you know, political parties and, the guy is just doing a wonderful job. He's keeping his cool, his composure. We know, obviously, the racial tension there. You know, folks feel a certain way, back and forth, yay and nay. But he's been able to keep his eye focused on what to do. And, look, we can still put gas in our tanks. You know, we can still cease to exist as the best country in the world. So I think he's doing the best job I've seen of a president in my lifetime. And from what I see in textbooks, and you can go, the list goes down, you know, keeps going down of the things that he has to face. And, he's facing it with great poise, you know, and great, you know, great just diplomacy and great, like a great distinguished, like the guy is just, he's so calm. I never seen, like, imagine yourself in that position, Brooklyn. You know what I mean? Imagine, man, you're like, yo, I owe somebody $1 trillion? What am I going to do? The guy, you know, he's holding up very well, man.
Always shows grace under pressure. I dig where you're coming from with that.
You know, the guy's great.
Mm-hmm. Let's keep going on. Let's keep it moving. Yo, look, what you think?
I keep it funky. I ain't paying attention to what's going on with the politics, man. Too tough. I ain't gonna lie. We should, being that this is our first president, and you think we'd be I should be paying attention and being excited and all that stuff, but I'm not. I ain't gonna lie. I don't really know what's going on. Only thing I know is that he's trying to get niggas some cheap health care and some shit.
All right, well, he do a lot more than giving niggas cheap health care, but it's all well and good. And for those like Lucky You who's not really into politics and all of that, I got a special guest in tonight. My very own Dave the Smart Guy, he's all over the place. He's been on Lucky Me's show. He's been all over Facebook, YouTube, pretty much breaking down the whole political process to all those who are born after 1990 who don't know any better.
Yo, yo, what up, what up?
All right, so Dave, you already know this topic at hand is President Obama. Is he doing a good job so far as a president? You heard so far, Epps, he said he is. King Jay, he's saying he's looking real good in the face of adversity and anything like that. But what are your points on it?
Honestly, though, I think, again, given his situation, I mean, if this was like the Clinton years, he'd be the fucking man. He'd be like the big swinging dick. I mean, he'd try to get him in for a third term if that was the case. But, I mean, for what he's working with right now, I mean, the man is doing the best he can. God bless him for it. But you know something? I mean, I just wish he'd show a little more fucking backbone. I wish that when all these people they're popping shit about us, complaining about how we run in our country, I wish he would say, yo, watch your fucking tongue. I mean, I'll give you an example, though. When the Mexican president came to the U.S., he went in on foreign policy. He went in on some shit like we owe Mexico more than what we're already giving them. He can't run his own fucking country, and he's telling us how to run ours.
Okay, somebody's playing some shit. Music in the back. What's going on?
That shit sound like a porno.
I'm sorry. If I was president and Felipe Calderon said that shit, we need comprehensive immigration reform. I'd have slapped the shit out of him on national TV and sent his ass on his merry way. Respect America's gangster, motherfucker.
Hold on. Can I step in here for a second? Because I want to explain to him, you know, exactly the politics and how it works nowadays. Bush just destroyed our reputation amongst the world. Amongst the UN, amongst the world. He destroyed
our reputation. Our reputation's been fucking downhill since World War II, man.
Right, well,
it's just put it in the limelight. We've been doing from the start.
Well, that's a good point.
Hold on.
We also haven't had a black president from the start.
J-Rock. Hold on. All boxers to their corners. We got to take a call and calling out at 516-385. You are live in the pregame with Brooklyn Black. What's going on? What are your views on the topic right now?
Yes.
Yeah,
well,
you live, what's up? She says, hello?
We got less than 30 minutes left for the show. So, I don't know how you want to do that.
This is something we talk about right now. You got to weigh in on it or anything like that?
Mm-hmm.
All right, we got to come back to that one. 347-857-4302. We're going to take the call out at 917-843. You are live in the pregame. Let us know who you are, where you're calling from, and what's going on. Wow. You guys are like shocking people or something.
Tell them rich around and rich at all.
Yeah, that's what it is. Lucky me, what's going on? You guys got to share on the topic or no? Are you still frozen in time, my dude?
I'm sorry. I'm broken back. I'm frozen a little bit in time. I'm excited about the second season. I'm just being a good listener right now. I'm still at my shop, so I was just dealing with a customer. I'm sorry.
All right, yo, for those who don't know, Lucky Me has come across this joint, Steals and Deals, over in Elmira. He buys your gold, he buys your silver, he buys pretty much, as long as it's legal, whatever you give him, and it got
everything.
Some value to it, all right? So check him out and everything like that. Right now, we're talking about President Obama. He's doing a good job. 347-857-4302, that's the number to call in on. We got 516 in the building, hopefully 516-385, they're ready to talk. 516-385, what's up? You live in the pregame.
I don't think I was doing a snitch news.
They want you to come.
Somebody snitch you? What the hell?
Right up.
No, I think 516 don't realize that they online now.
They're going to come back later. But anyway, so we got about 25 minutes left or so. We're going to take a quick commercial break. I'm going to give y'all some more parties and all that good stuff. And we'll be right back because, of course, those who didn't get on for this hour, hour two comes on at 12:30. You know how we normally do it. Give us a second. Let's get all the everything going on. Right now, we're talking about President Obama. He's doing everything good. But we'll be back in a second, all right? Free Game Radio.
Uh-huh.
Somebody hit me the other day for a rendezvous. Was it the bitch that fucked the goodie and the dungeon crew? Let's say her name was Susie Screw, cause she screwed a lot. Making a nigga hit that chunk at legitimate spot. Not no park, back seat, the things of bad nature. Had to hate your player. I'm digging a hole down, never said I hate her. Straight later. Laid the bitch like Darth Vader. Made her from Collie Park to Fed, all the way down to the hater. Like Zeta. Her whip was sharp and sporty, that was shawty. Save with a snake on eggs and a Beamer 800 faulty. It's foggy. I went to the crib to call her, but she lost me. My baby mama beat me. 7 o'clock is gonna cost me, but I still wanna cut her though. Maybe she had to work. I called her in the mall, wearing a real tight skirt. She was fine as fuck. I wanted to sex the hoe up. She said, let's hit the parking lot so I can sick your duck. I say, cool. I really wanted to cut you, but this will do. I gotta pick up my daughter, plus my baby mama beat me too. She said she understood and everything was kosher. I gave her a little Will CD and a fucking poker. It's like that now.
It's like that now. You better go get the hoe about your bag now. 5-4-5, cats don't clear my leg now. I'm just shooting game in the form of story rap now. It's like that now. It's like that now.
Now, Lucy Screw had a partner named Sasha. Sasha. I remember her number like the summer. When her and Susie, yeah, they threw a slumber. Party, but you can't call it that cause it was slumber. Well, it was more like spending the night. 3 in the morning, yawning, dancing under street lights. We chilling like a feeling and a nigga feeling right. In the middle of the ghetto, on the curb and the spike. All of the bullshit, we on our back, staring at the stars above. Talking about what we gonna be when we grow up. I said, what you wanna be? She said, alive. It made me think for a minute, then looked in the eye. I could've died. Time went on, I got grown. Rhyme got strong, mind got blown. I came back home to find love, Sasha was gone. My mama said she would a nigga that be treating her wrong. I kept on singing my song and hoping at a show that I would one day see her standing in the front row. But 2 weeks later she got found in the back of a school with a needle in her arm, baby, 2 months due. Sasha Thumper.
It's like that now. You better go get the hoe about your bag now. 545, can't don't clear my leg now. It's just you.
Throwing things, yelling in a mad high pitch. Here we go again with this psychopath bitch. The neighbors will hear you, you misfit. Can't disagree with the bitch without this shit. The price we pay to fuck women. The most pretty bitch got this psycho shit with men though. Stuck up, soon as I pop off and see me with the next, she wanna tear the fucking club up. Check her pants, a number confirming. Learn more and more than just shit to dump sperm. And you know, probably get cussed if I backslap this while she busy trying to justify who cheated first.
Rick, what would I want with this small chain wearing motherfucker trying to front?
I ought to cut her off, let another soothe me. But I don't know, ordinary bitch don't move me. I mean, I try to fall in love with the bitty, but straight up, just be with the bitch out of pity. So although I know pretty bitch shady, here I go trying to change a hoe into a lady. Not a lady.
Like that now, you better go get the hoe about your bag now. My leg now.
Yes.
Just shoot game in the form of story rap now. It's like that now. It's like that now. It's like that now. You better go get the hoe about your bag now. 5-4-5, cats don't fear my leg now.
Yes.
Just shoot game in the form of story rap now. It's like that now. It's like that now. It's like that now. About your bag now. 5-4-5, cats don't feel my leg now. Just shoot game in the form of.
What's going on? We back. Free Game Radio, Brooklyn Black. Another invite, you know, another party I want to get you guys on to. 6th Sunday, going down to Blue Room, 248-13 Union Turnpike. Ladies are free before 1 a.m. Music by DJ Killer Car, whole bunch more people. The cover's low. Check it out. If I didn't have other stuff to do, I'd be there. Trust me. But anyway, we still talk about Barack Obama. He's doing a good job. We got a King John building, our special guest panel member. We got Eb in the building. We got Lucky Me, of course, as always. He's always, you know, the one to bring us the controversy. And of course, we got Dave, the smart guy, our political analyst. Everyone's talking, you know, like I said, we're talking if Obama's doing a good job. But I want to sway your attention for a second. Just let you guys know, for those who didn't know, Wyclef, his presidential bid for president of Haiti, has been rejected.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
That's fucked
yeah.
up.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like, that's a surprise, though.
Yeah, like, they, like, you know.
Ooh.
They told
me. Who got to hear with that bullshit?
They told me to come over president of Haiti. They say he can't do it. So, like I said, for Eb, Dave, Luck, King J. What are your thoughts on that one?
Well, who's gonna attack it first?
I'll draw first blood on this whole thing, man. You know something? I think Wyclef, though, I think he got real good intentions, though. I mean, I'm not even gonna touch on that whole bullshit with the whole Y'all Are Haiti fundraiser and how people was trying to get at him because of that, though. Because you know something? People are always going to say what they're going to say, all right? But right now, freaking Haiti needs, like, a high-profile voice of the people, man. Like, they need a face. It's like, they need something well-known right now so they can be fucking heard.
Yeah,
not
man,
some
so.
No-name-ass dude that ain't internationally known, okay? I think if Wyclef doesn't become president of Haiti, I think he should at least become ambassador to Haiti. At least ambassador to the U.S. from Haiti, at least. I think it should at least be some kind of diplomat. Because, I mean, Haiti needs a face, man. They need to step up their game when it comes to, like, free trade. I mean, they need to really put...
Hold on, Haiti needs a whole new makeover. Haiti needs a whole new makeover. But
Haiti can pull the dick out the dirt if they rely on their chief export, which is sugar. And
but
the thing is, though, with sugar,
the U.S. has a stronghold out of anything that comes out of the Caribbean. You know that they're not gonna get their fair price on the sugar anyway. Look, man, they killed Martin Luther for trying to lead his people. They killed Malcolm X for trying to lead his people. They let Barack go ahead and go in. He's lucky he ain't get shot. Wyclef, you left, you didn't get shot, all right? Because they don't let that happen too often, and we already got one.
That's awful.
No, Obama's my, I love Obama, but Wyclef, I mean, I guess they seem like, I don't know what they thought. Maybe he was taking a Yele thing for a personal gain. I don't know, but, I mean, I know he loves his country. I know the guy loves his country, he loves the people from there, and it's sad that, you know, that's a guy that could actually maybe lead Haiti out of that miserable situation they're in. So, you know, he might be able to do that, and for them to disable that's terrible.
All right, hold on. We're about to take a call out of the 516. 516-385. I hope you're ready. I hope you got something to say because you are live in the pregame in 3, 2, 1. 516, you are live in the pregame. What's good? Who this?
Oh.
No, they ain't even ready.
Hello. I'm sorry. What's goody goody, everybody? It's your girl, Miss New Shoes. I'm calling to give a shout out to my boy, Brooklyn. What's up?
New Shoes,
what's up? Nothing. I'm sorry, my bad. I'm on air right now on my other show, so I just want to show you some love real quick. And
no doubt.
Hi, everybody. I don't know who's on air, but hi. What's going on?
It's the king.
How you doing? Oh, the king. Why they call you the king? Hold on.
Why do they call me the king?
Yeah, like, hold on. Cause, mm-hmm. Cause mm-hmm.
Whatever the king wants, he gets, and whatever the king wants to do, he does.
Doesn't matter. Right now, we're talking on the whole
Lockup, his presidential bid getting rejected for Haiti right now. That's what we talk about right now.
We just talking about that on the show too. I don't think it's fair. I think that he should still be able to run, even if he may not get elected. I still think that they should let him run, because he did a lot for that country. Well, for his country, he has a good reputation. Like, he has a good back and a good following. Like, to me, I think he has the knowledge, the capacity to fulfill these shoes that's required to be a president. So I don't understand, like, why. I mean, I understand why, but to me, I still think that he should be able to run. I don't think
he
said that they.
Because he can leave that country, man, and it's sad. That's sad, man. He can leave that country, man.
Yeah.
So they want somebody to control, man. They want somebody they can control. That's what it is. They want a bullshit puppet. They don't want a fucking voice of the people. They want a puppet.
I don't know. You seem like Clef and Shatters. I don't know. He's kind of iffy.
All right. So, without all the jokes and all that, like, you guys feel if he has a shot, yet you guys think Wyclef could do it? Is that what it is?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, I agree. I would give Wyclef that chance.
I don't think he could do it. I'm sorry. This is Ab. I don't think he could do it. The nigga, hi baby. The nigga couldn't keep the Fugees together. Look, real talk. They don't want him.
That's because Lauryn Hill's ego is too big.
Look, they don't
want
him.
There ain't enough room for them and her ego on stage. It just doesn't work.
That may be true. But they don't want him running for the simple fact that people will vote for him just because he's Wyclef Jean, not because he has any real capabilities of running the country. Someone that's running that country needs to be able to have good international relationships
Go ahead, love.
It's going to take all of that in order to rebuild Haiti.
That's a big thing.
Period. Haiti's been, in all reality, a third world fucked up country for the longest.
They've been a third world country.
Just because he did the Yele thing, I don't know whether he got money from it or not. I don't think he should have to, because he just made too much money being a fucking entertainer. So that's like going for a 25-cent pack of cookies and you got a $50 bill in your pocket. That makes no sense.
I dig that, but...
He may have good intentions, but good intentions doesn't always get the job done. Case in point, Barack Obama.
But this is what I'm saying, that when the shit happened in Haiti, did anybody turn around but Wyclef? Did anybody else turn around? Nobody else turned around. But Wyclef.
You know what? So he shows support for his country. Guess what? His motherfuckers dying every day in this country. If people come back here, shell shocked, fucked up.
He did more than just turn around and support his country. He was there.
And what do their country have for them when they get back? Most of the time, nothing. You understand? So what he did, he was supposed to be done out of the kindness of his heart, because he couldn't do it, not because he was looking for some kind of advantage later on down the line, i.e. a new political career. Come on.
What do you mean? He figured nobody else would help his people, so why wouldn't he? I mean, I don't get it. Yes, he has money. We know he's not worried about the money. It's more so about his country and where he comes from and his home that's crushed and his bit that's been crushed. In a sense of depression since his existence, and how nobody else was willing to step up and say anything, how the government's been corrupt since its existence, and nobody's willing to step up and say anything. And now that Wyclef wants to run for president, everybody's got something to say.
Go on and preach, my brother.
What happened to those guys that was just being part of the presidency for their own personal gain anyway?
Think about it like this. Real talk. If Wyclef Jean became president of Haiti, to me, he would be nothing more than a figurehead. You understand? Because I honestly believe he, like I said, he has good intentions. That may be. He's trying to raise his country back up, and that's all well and good. But good intentions.
They rejected his bid because he wasn't going to be a figurehead.
He doesn't have
the. Hold on, wait. Now, hold on.
I was trying to stress a point, but I had to stress that point.
Oh, boy,
that.
He doesn't. Reject. He doesn't have the capability of running a country. We're talking about putting millions of lives in this man's hands. And if I lived in that country, I wouldn't want him to be president. Why? Because other people are not going to take him seriously.
Are you kidding me? Are you Arnold Schwarzenegger as the governor of California? Jesse the Body is the governor.
I'm not
going to
ban assault rifles, but elect the Terminator. Come on, son.
Come on, he's one of the biggest states in the United States, and he's a fucking action figure.
Get the hose, get to the chopper. Damn. Let me get in on this one. Let me get in on one last thing, okay?
Hold on. We got about, like, you know, 8-7 minutes left. And before anybody gets in on anything, you dig what I'm saying? And for those who feel they ain't get their views across, don't worry. We coming back at 12:30. Y'all can come back, get your views across and everything like that. So 12:30, y'all already know, pregame, show 2, season premiere part 2, is be back at 12:30. So don't worry about it. You will be heard. But all I'm saying, let's just calm down, take a breather and all that.
That was good, Black. We needed that. Everybody.
Hold on. Everything's good. You know what I mean? But the thing of the matter is, everybody's talking over each other. Can't nobody hear nobody. You feel what I'm saying?
I'm sorry.
Everybody's
just
talking over everybody. Can't nobody hear nobody.
Abby
yelling over you. Can't nobody hear nobody.
Rycliffe can't be president. Arnold is governor.
Well, I got to say about Schwarzenegger being governor too, but all that. But we got, you know, we got the 12:30 show to talk about that. We got 7 minutes left, and for all those who are in the show right now, I'm gonna let you guys. It's your last 2 minutes, and we're gonna start with Ab. Ab.
Yeah.
You got the floor. Knock it out. Get your last 2 cents in. You know, before the break, because you know we coming back harder anyway.
Yo, I think real talk, we should just go out with some music and come back hard with this shit on part 2.
Before I go ahead and do that, because it seems like that's what I got to do anyway, Dave the Smart Guy, what's poppin'? What you feel?
What I feel on this whole thing, honestly, man, I'm going to hit you with a two-minute drill right now. All right, first off, to say that Wyclef is incapable of running this country, it's completely, honestly, though, I think it's almost asinine to even kind of say that kind of thing, though, man. We don't know what he's capable of. I'd like to give him a shot. I'd like to see him run Haiti because he's got good intentions, okay? And to say that it takes more than good intentions to run a country, but meanwhile you voted for Barack Obama, I mean,
you don't know I'm going to catch
flack for this, though. Hold on, let me finish. I know I'm going to catch fucking heat for this shit, but to say it takes more than good intentions to run a fucking country, but you voted for Obama, that makes you a motherfucking hypocrite, okay? Because let's face it, okay, he didn't have that much experience. He never ran anything big. He was a community organizer before he became a politician. He never had any real leadership experience. But you know something? He's making it fucking work. He's making it fucking work, okay? He's trying to get it done, okay? I mean, honestly, I would have liked to see him a little more experience. Maybe he would have got more shit done. But you know something? For what he's got, he's making it fucking work for what it's fucking worth, all right? That's what I'm going to hit you guys with right now, okay? So before you throw stones at Wyclef, remember who the hell you voted for 2 years ago. That's all I'm saying.
Hold on. Pump your brakes. Number one, you don't know who I voted for. Number two, I didn't throw
I know you didn't vote for McCain.
And number three, stop talking with your outside voice and talking over people. Let somebody finish. All right? I never shitted on Wyclef. It's my personal opinion that, no, he cannot run a country. No, he cannot be responsible for millions of lives. No, he cannot be responsible for building that country back up from the dirt, because that's where it is right now, the dirt. And if he was doing so much, then why was Haiti still fucked up anyway? He's been making money since the 80s. So if he had all of this clout, if he knew how to do all of this, then why now? Why didn't he run when Duvalier was in there? You understand what I'm saying? Come on.
Your brother,
Caleb, He's an entertainer.
All right.
He's good at that. He's
Ronald Reagan.
All right. We got 5 minutes. We got five minutes.
Yo, one
Brooklyn,
of the
let the king say a few words there. Let the king say a few words now. I mean, to say anybody can do a show.
Shut up.
Hold on. Yeah, as far as this kingdom goes, I am king. All right?
Right.
As far as kingdom goes, I am king. I run this.
Sure.
But
sure you do. Sure you do.
Yo, we're carrying this over until the next hour, 12:30. You know, we're coming back to phones, refresh the screens, all that good stuff. But King Dre, you got a couple of seconds. I'm going to let you get your 2 minutes in. Go ahead.
All right, well, I'm going to say first to say, you know, this has been a good conversation to everybody that's on the panel. I'd like to thank you for your time. But two, to say anybody's just, nobody's capable of being in charge of millions of lives and millions of dollars. It's impossible. It's all set up in the government. And if the government's corrupt, it doesn't matter who's at the head. It's going to fall. So it doesn't matter if that's the case in Haiti. Two, we've seen it in America before. You know, we're seeing the Arnold Schwarzenegger, Jesse the Body. And three, I think Obama, man, I mean, he's a special breed. Martin Luther King was an experienced politician. He was one of the best we've ever seen in our lives. So that's all I have to say. You know, August 26th, Liquid Ice is going down. Come and get drunk, Thirsty Thursday. King J will be there. Bottles of rosé to the flyest dressed woman. Let's get it. Brooklyn Blast.
Right, so that's what it is. I'm telling you guys where the party is. It seems like King J won't be back with us for the second hour at 12:30 because he got the other shit to do. But we took him care of this conversation. This is what we do. We got 2 minutes left in the show. We got to take a call out of the 917-917-843. You are live in the pregame. I'm letting you take the show out right now.
Okay, I'm taking the show out. I'm saying welcome back, Brooklyn Black. Boy, what a hot topic. And when we come back, yes, we're going to put it down. I know the
shutdown sequence.
All right.
Hey, yo, Brooklyn.
Yo, what's up?
Yo, man, I like this, man. I think I might. Give me a minute. I might call back, and we're going to get into some more of this because I like this, man. This all right,
so that's where we at. And we got more stuff to get into anyway. All right, so. Whole time we got most of it. We get into Montana Fishburne, everything, and I don't care.
Oh.
Let her know I'm talking about her in the next hour. All right, but we got 2 minutes left. I'm gonna let everybody else get on. They say, "Baby, smart guy." Let the people know what you're up to next.
All right, guys. All right. What I'm gonna be doing is I'm actually starting my own radio show myself. It's gonna be called The Breakdown. What I'm going to do is, though, I'm going to offer a very nonpartisan view on politics. Because let's face it, there's a whole lot of bullshit going around right now. Whole lot of bullshit, okay? What I'm going to do is, I'm going to bridge the gap between all the fucking assholes in Washington that run circles around us and us regular people. Because apparently I can see through this kind of shit. And you know something? The most dangerous thing to a politician in Washington is an informed constituent. So get out there. Be fucking smart. Be informed so they can't bullshit us anymore. Let's do it.
Yeah.
All right, so pretty much when Stage is one smart guy get his show on the road, I'll let you guys know. Get in on that. It's a whole bunch of, you know, political stuff. But we coming back in half an hour, all right? We're going to come back half an hour, pick one, everything. Hopefully, Dave Smart Guy will be back with us. You know, Evans is going to be with us. We know... Lucky me, he's with us, everything like that. So we got to pick it up, keep going, and see if we can find some type of conclusions, everything like that, all right? This is Free Game Radio. When we get up out of here, we'll be back in half an hour. Charge your phones, refresh your computers, and all that good stuff, all right? We'll be back in a minute. Peace.